Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Anise, and we're here with another episode of Doormat Days. So on tonight's episode, it's just going to be me, you guys. My co-creator, Whitney, she's actually a super busy person. She's a woman on her grind, black girls winning, you know. And so she's unable to make this week's episode. So tonight, I'm actually going to do it solo. So I say tonight because it is exactly 10 o'clock p.m. It's 10 o'clock p.m., so it's technically nighttime, you guys. Thank you, Captain Obvious. So tonight's episode, I'm actually going to talk about something that I am currently learning more about and I am currently trying to break free of. And obviously, some people in my life are also kind of going through the same thing because they've came to me and asked me, you know, have I experienced it before? And on social media, I took a poll and people wanted me to talk about this topic too. So it's obviously something that a lot of the people that I know have either dealt with or maybe are dealing with now. And it is the unhealthy soul tie. Now, I'm going to just be very frank and upfront with you and let you know that soul ties is kind of very spiritual. Not trying to sound deep or anything like that. I'm not a Yanla. But if you don't believe that when you have sex or just spend a lot of time with someone that you create a bond on a soul level, then this episode of the podcast isn't going to be for you, because that's basically what a soul tie is. It is when you're connected to someone on a solar level. So I'm going to read the Urban Dictionary. Yes, I love the Urban Dictionary, you guys. I'm going to read the Urban Dictionary's definition of a soul tie. It says, a spiritual or emotional connection you have to someone after being intimate with them, usually engaging in sexual intercourse to the point that when you want to be rid of them from your mind, in your life, even when you are far away from them and out of their presence, you still feel as if they are a part of you and a part of you is with them, causing you to feel unwhole, as if you've given up some of yourself, intangible that cannot be easily possessed again. So, okay, to me, when I break that down, it's basically telling me that once you've connected with someone, you have a spiritual or emotional connection with them. Once you have that, and usually this is done through sex, once you do that with that person, then you just feel connected to that person. So when they try to leave you, when you guys try to break up or split apart, or if things get unhealthy and you know it's unhealthy, you will feel like a piece of you is missing, because when you shared yourself with that person, you gave them a piece of you, but a piece of your soul, like literally. So people have asked me, you know, how do you break a soul tie? And I honestly could not give you an honest and genuine answer on how you break a soul tie, because I'm realizing that I haven't really broken soul ties before. I've just created more, which made the other ones kind of just not as strong, I guess you could say. But I'm currently trying to just really break a soul tie with someone right now. So I couldn't tell you how to break it. But what I can do is tell you the ways in my life that I've seen having an unhealthy soul tie has affected me, and how I can in the future realize when I have an unhealthy soul tie to this part, to someone else. So I remember reading something a while back when I was just trying to understand soul ties more. In the beginning, I remember reading something that says, that gave you an example of a soul tie being putting two boards together, taking some glue between and pushing and squeezing two wooden boards together right there, glued together. Let them sit for years. You know, imagine these two boards are you and your partner, and these, you know, you guys have been together for years. So these boards are glued together for years, and all of a sudden you try to rip them apart. Each board is going to have a piece of the other person. So I'm not trying to be Bishop Jakes. I'm not a pastor. I don't go to church every Sunday. I'm not trying to make anything about, you know, I'm not trying to take it there with you guys, but I do believe that that is a very relevant example for what a soul tie has done to me, because currently trying to break a soul tie from somebody, I literally feel like he has a piece of me. And so the ways that I have realized in my life when an unhealthy soul tie comes about is I'll share a few ways with you, actually. All right, so you just cannot stop thinking about the person. Like, you have obsessive thoughts about the person. It's like you're trying to go about your day. You know, you're not trying to sit around and be sad, but this person is constantly popping up in your head. It's like your mind is teasing you because your mind knows that your body wants this person because that's your comfort zone. That's who you're used to. You don't want change. So you constantly, your brain is constantly making you have these constant thoughts of missing this person. So another way that soul ties affect my life is that, like, I have literally felt like my partner is in the room with me. Now, they can be 1,000 miles away. Like, I've literally lived 1,000 miles away from someone I was dating, and I still felt like I felt his presence. And that might sound crazy, but I mean, it would literally, that's how it is. Like, you feel this person's emotions, or you might, if they're having a bad day, you can kind of just tell without even talking to them, like, okay, something ain't right, you know? And so it's like you start to catch yourself talking to them also. So yeah, you feel like they're in the room with you, which leads to you also having, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep it all the way real because I know it's somebody out there that can relate to this, but you catch yourself arguing with that person at times too. Like, they won't even be there, but you just have this whole fake argument in your mind with this person, like planning out how it's going to go. Like, no, that's not good. I know that somebody else out there can relate to that. Another thing is when you have an unhealthy soul tie with somebody, you catch yourself like having the urge to stalk their social media. You constantly are wanting to find a way to know what they're doing when it's none of your business. You stalk their social media. Some people stalk them in real life. You know, before social media came out, that's what you had to do. So it just causes you to do obsessive, jealous things, you know, crazy things over this person. Yeah, and so another thing is like you feel like if you just had this person in your life, your life would be so much better. Like, it's to the point to where you're putting this person on a pedestal. You know, you're willing to accept whatever it is that they give you. You're willing to try to be whoever they want you to be. It's like whatever you can do to keep this person and have this person in your life, like, you're willing to do it. And even if it means losing yourself. That's so unhealthy, you guys. Like, I'm not sure how many people that are listening have been there before or are there right now. If you ever feel like what someone else is giving you is all that you can get or it's the best that you can ever have, that's not good. That's unhealthy. And that's coming from somebody who did it for years. So, you know, I know how it feels. But it's definitely not okay to feel like that. And that is definitely a sign to me of having an unhealthy bond or an unhealthy attachment to someone. Because it's also to the point where you put them on a pedestal and their shit doesn't stink. Basically, excuse my French, but it's like you don't see anything wrong with them. So you allow them to think that they're perfect, which is not good for either one of you guys. Don't do that. Okay, moving on. So something else, another way that I felt like I have been affected by a soul tie is it's like every time I would try to let this person go, it's like as soon as I just felt it in my heart that I'm done, with this person, like, okay, this soul tie is really broken. It's like they would know it because that is the moment that they would come back. And it's like when you have an unhealthy bond or attachment to someone, you know, you're willing to just feel like, okay, maybe this time is different. And you're also willing to take them back anytime. You're willing to take them back anytime. Like, it's like you never learn your lesson. You have to be the one to be let go. And that is very unhealthy also. So those are just a few ways that I have realized that, you know, unhealthy soul ties have affected me. But, you know, it took me, I recently spoke out about me seeing a counselor, me seeing a therapist, on one of my recent blog posts. If you guys haven't read it, make sure you check that out. It's also on snootyjudy.com. It's a blog post on the benefits of counseling. But I brought that up to say it took me going to counseling to realize what a soul tie was. It took me going to counseling to see or to realize that these things that I was doing, these obsessive thoughts, stalking their social media, talking to them when they're not there, like all of that is not, it's not healthy. And it took me going and seeing a therapist to realize that. So I'm saying that to, one, let you know that if you go through this, you know, everybody takes breakups and everybody goes through different things and they handle things differently. But if you are that person who feels unworthy all the time, or the person that feels like you're always getting dumped, you know, you're always willing to accept stuff from anybody, I would seriously suggest counseling to you. And it's, I mean, I don't expect you to, anybody to be as open as I am about it. I said that before. But I mean, just for your own benefit, for you to realize the greatness within you, go see a counselor. Definitely. It cannot hurt. I've heard Charlemagne actually is an advocate for the counselor apps. I haven't used one of those. I'm not sure how, you know, I'm not sure if it's cheaper, you know, than, you know, for people who don't have insurance. I don't know much about it, but it's easy, it seems like. And if Charlemagne promotes it, I'm more than likely going to promote it too. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, I suggest you see a counselor. Another thing that has helped me realize this or become more aware of what unhealthy soul ties did to me is I sat down and I really journaled about my past. Like, I let everything come up from my past, and I realized that these things have only happened with the guys that I've dated that I've slept with. Like, it's a pattern with the guys that I've dated and I have slept with, and then the guys that I've dated and hadn't slept with, like, it's easier to let those guys go. So that's just my observation. You know, I'm not pushing my views on anybody, because like I said, I'm not a very religious person, but I do believe that I'm giving a piece when I'm giving my punani. So but yeah, I journaled it, and I realized that pattern. So I would suggest journaling to anybody. I'm always going to suggest journaling. I would suggest journaling to a virgin, because journaling is a great way to, one, vent when you don't have your counselor and you don't want anybody to know your business. But journaling also brings your feelings and your emotions to the forefront. And I am a very emotional person, but when I vent and I journal and I let it all out, I feel like a whole ton is just lifted off of my shoulders. And journaling also allows you to backtrack and see your progress. If you're constantly journaling about these obsessive thoughts about the person you have a soul tie with, that's not good. But it will allow you to realize that that person is the only thing that you think about, really. Something else that I would suggest for anyone that's trying to break an unhealthy soul tie is to focus on yourself. Always, you know, just at this, not gonna say always, but at this moment, you know, you have to focus on yourself in order to break that soul tie. You're gonna have to learn that even though your body and your mind is craving this person and they feel like your life would be a million times better with this person, that's not the truth. And if you focus on yourself, you'll start to realize that, okay, I'm it's not healthy and I want something healthy. So that'll also help you with break. That's what's helping me. I'm sorry, like I said, I can't really give you advice, because this is what I'm doing to try to break the soul tie. But it's helped me realize that my life is really going to be okay without this person. It's going to be all right. Even though I do miss them at times, it's still going to be okay. Let me see. I'm sorry, y'all. I actually don't have any points. I mean, honestly, that would be in pray about it. You know, I do believe in prayer, and I do believe that if you ask God to break this unhealthy bond, he will lead you that way. He will put you, he will take you through everything you need to go through to realize that this person is not healthy for you. So yeah, that's what I would do, and that's what I'm doing, excuse me, to break or try to break these soul ties. But to anyone that wants to do more reading on soul ties, I will definitely share some blog posts that I've read on how to identify an unhealthy soul tie, and also the things that soul ties will make you do, because I know I'm not the only person out there that thinks that they're going crazy sometimes over certain people, like they're literally driving themselves crazy. So I put together a short post to you know, let you guys, or give you guys some information on how to read up on soul ties. Yeah. Well, my next segment right now is going to be my song of the week. Okay, you guys, my song of the week is XXX Tentacion. I don't know if I said that right. And yes, I'm really, really embarrassed to admit that I'm kind of onto this whole mumble rap circuit, you know, a little bit. But my song of the week is Sad by XXX Tentacion. Like, that song is so super dope. Y'all need to go check it out. I might be late, I don't know. But if you haven't listened to it, please, 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 please go listen to it. And you know what? I tried something delicious last week, so I also want to share that with you guys. I have to give a shout out to Whole Foods. I have to give a shout out to Whole Foods because they had this. Okay, I'm going to describe it to you. It's like it was butter pecan flavored, and it was a butter pecan flavored mochi, I believe it's called. It's spelled M-O-C-H-I, and it's butter pecan ice cream wrapped in like this dough shell. But when I tell you guys, it was amazing. They were only $2, and I mean, I bought like 10 of them, okay? So shout out to Whole Foods. You guys go out and try that. So I'm going to actually wrap up the podcast, close it out. I want to tell you guys to be great. Be great. They don't want to see you be great. That's the major key, as DJ Khaled calls it. Be great. They don't want to see you be great. It's okay to change. It's okay to self-reflect. And it is okay to reinvent your life and your thinking if your old ways are not working for you. All right? That's the bit of wisdom I'm going to give you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Doormat Days. And my name's Lanice, and I'm out. Love y'all.